Oh, my goodness. Is it Tuesday already?
Yeah.
It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. What's your top story? Government shutdown looming. Tick-tock, tick-tock,
tick-tock.
What are you going to do?
Let's have a continuing resolution, and let's kick the can down the road a little farther, and let's blame the Republicans for trying to kill Americans.
How'd I do?
Why? You just, you stole the whole story now. I mean, you did.
But is it a shame it's that simple, but they're still out there lying about it?
Yeah, because they've gotten away with that for so long. The lefty media backs them, carries water for them, whatever you want to say. I mean, we're all on to it, but there's still a lot of Americans that are ensconced in that CNN, MSNBC mm-hmm. world. I mean, if that's really where you get your news from, maybe you really do think that Trump is some kind of Nazi and stuff. I guess you would. That's where it comes from.
Well, I was talking to a guy the other day in media. Now, he's a reasonable guy, but he does lean a little more left. He's a Democrat, but he's one of those guys that will talk. And he brought up the 34 felonies of Donald Trump. I said, dude, you got to watch your sources. And I explained to him what that really was, and he had no idea. So imagine somebody who's not in media, who's just watching the regular networks or CNN, and they're going to believe all this stuff.
I mean, if there was legitimacy to any of that, I don't think he would have gotten elected, especially in the overwhelming way he did, and carried all seven swing states. If there was anything to those legal things, we all knew. I mean, even the average, I guess the average person who's willing to listen to both sides or get information from different sources that this was all, lawfare and going after Trump, using the state against him. I mean, it was all very, very obvious. But I guess maybe not to some. Maybe they just get the headline and they go, yeah, he's a bad guy and I don't want to know any more than that. And all their friends say the same thing. It's like, okay, it's a done deal. Leading national associations are highlighting the array of negative consequences that would befall the industries and people they represent unless the federal government avoids a shutdown. Republicans seeking to implement a 7-week spending bill to buy time to fund the government. But Democrats, led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, they're not cooperating. Yep. The U.S. Travel Association urged Congress to avert a shutdown as government funding set to expire at 11:59 p.m. tonight.
Mm.
Yep. So the U.S. Travel Association represents all components of the $1.3 trillion U.S. travel industry. And they said they want Congress to act swiftly to keep the federal government open to avoid a shutdown. Wow. They said that it would affect millions of travelers and businesses while placing unnecessary strain on an already overextended federal travel workforce. The FAA doesn't stop its operations, does it? Most of your federal employees stay on the job, and some of them will go without pay. But they always get their back pay. They get all of it retro. And there are a few exceptions, but they are extremely rare and minor. But they do this all the time. How bad it is? Oh, a shutdown's going to be so bad. Yeah, we know that. Tell that to the Democrats. Yeah, and they've been able to get away with this. Oh, we're trying to save health care. You're not trying to save health care. You're trying to save health care for illegals. Mm-hmm. The American people spoke when they elected Donald Trump as president to deal with this illegal alien issue. We don't want to continue to fund their health care. Hell, a lot of people can't afford their own health care. Hard-working Americans in some cases. Come on. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Shep, you're on the air. Good morning.
You know, guys, I remember a government shutdown. I think it was 94.
And really, nobody really noticed anything. I mean, yes, national parks were shut down. The Smithsonian was shut down, things like that. But I didn't really notice any disruption. Now, I'm going to ask you two, because you two pay more attention than I do, what would the consequences be if there was a government shutdown? And please, I'm only a high school and auto mechanics trade school graduate, so please use small words and easy-to-understand terms, okay? Thank you very much. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, they're saying that TSA could be impacted by it. They're trying to say that air traffic controllers could be impacted by it. I do not believe that to be true.
No.
So the whole idea of the travel thing, all your necessary federal employees remain in place and on right. the job. Some will have to wait. Their pay will be delayed. Mm-hmm. But they've always gotten their back pay.
Now,
so,
Congresswoman Kat Kamick has said one of the downsides, even though we all like the idea, just shut them down. She says it can actually cost more
yes.
if you just to get things back up and running. Now, we didn't get into all the logistics. And we're no smarter than you are, Shep, so we're not going to even act like we know. Well, Bob might.
But she says
it does cost more to get everything back up and moving again once you actually do that.
Yeah. I mean, because there's a procedure, apparently, for some of this stuff, that there's actually a shutdown procedure that you would have to go through. And then think about it. Then you have to do the whole start back up thing. But as far as day-to-day, what most Americans would know or feel... very, very little. Now, I can tell you this, if it's to the benefit of the Democrats for, you know, to shut down the government, like, in other words, they can somehow blame the Republicans for it, you know, they'll do it and they'll get help. And what I mean by help is in some circumstances where maybe a park could have remained open, they want to make a statement. Like, yes, we're going to ruin your weekend. We're closing the park because we don't have the apparatus or whatever. We're not getting paid, whatever the case may be. But in situations like that, and I can't account for all of them, but I know in at least some of those situations, they could have stayed open if they wanted to. They wanted you to feel the pain. Yeah. Davis Kingsville Chevrolet Skylines this time. Richard, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we doing? God bless you. God bless you. It's Tuesday. On the federal shutdown, I've spent 15 years as a federal employee, been through multiple furloughs. They will shut it down, and it costs more to shut it down than it does to leave it open. However, what happens is they always put language in there where all the federal employees get back pay, and you get basically a free paid vacation. It sucks because Congress won't do their damn job. Sorry, I should have said that on the air.
No, we get the point. And in that circumstance, it's fine. But, So they tell you you can't come to work, but you're going to get back pay anyway if you're considered non-essential. Not to offend you. I don't know what the nature of your job was. But, yeah, non-essential, they might tell you to go home. Shut it down and go home. They're still getting paid, though. I don't care who is behind it, Republicans or Democrats. They've always, you know, cried that story about how bad it's going to be. And it's just simply not true. I'm not going to say there's no impact or effect on anybody. There always is. But for most people, for most Americans, no. Hey, the interstates are government funded. We're going to close those down, right? No.
No.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A lot more to talk about coming up. And we know you're busy, so we want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, every minute, every issue on demand in one place on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Pump it up. It's another day in paradise. 8:22 right now. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And this is one time where horsing around is, well, a good thing. Yep, we're talking about downtown Ocala on Saturday, celebration of the horse capital of the world. It's going to be a big old parade. showcasing all kinds of horses, all breeds, all disciplines, all getting together and getting along fine. Horses can do that. Maybe we can learn something from
Can't
that.
We all just get along?
Yeah. And so they want the folks that are going to be spectators to look for the marked parade route. But this is going on tomorrow. I'm sorry. I mean this Saturday. Going on
you
this
are,
Saturday.
You are jumping ahead.
I was,
you
wasn't
are
I?
So jumping
you
ahead.
You know where my mind is.
I do.
But anyway, this is gonna be a nice time. So it's brought to you by Pat Myers Electric and Ocala Metro Chamber and Economic Partnership. So you can probably get more information about it. But it is slated for Saturday at 10 a.m. Yep. Horse parade, horse capital of the world. It makes sense.
It sounds fun.
It does.
Good place for it, yeah.
Yeah. What else is going to be going on? Well, we're not going to have to worry about, I don't think, Hurricane Imelda. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yep. She took the next step and graduated to Hurricane.
Yeah.
You've got maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. You've got movement to the northeast at 7 miles an hour. And Imelda, you know, not that far off the Florida coast, really. And they say that Umberto kind of helped to steer Imelda maybe away from our mainland. Well, whatever happened, I'll take it. It's good. And although the coastline, the east coast, up and down the Florida coastline, there's going to be, you know, you're gonna lose some beach front and you're gonna have issues with erosion and stuff. But for the most part, we should be okay.
That's awesome.
And I don't see any other activity coming off the African coast at all. So hurricane season's not over yet, but hopefully, maybe we've escaped and dodged the bullet, so to speak.
So we don't bless the rains down in Africa.
That's right. Man, that's one that I was saying wrong for a long, long time.
Most people did.
Playing the record.
Yep. Everybody thought it was I Miss the Rains down in Africa.
Yeah. Toto.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they name themselves after a toilet?
No, it's little dog, Bob. It's a little dog.
Yeah, but have you ever seen toilets that say Toto on them?
No.
T-O-T-O?
Mm-mm.
Well, you don't pay attention, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I take in everything. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I see it all.
It's the important thing.
All right. Shutdown looming. That's your big headline. I mean, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
I'm staying up till 11:59 tonight to see what's going to happen.
And no, listen I, to no, it go, whoa.
No, I'm not.
It'll be the quietest ever. No, I don't think so. We'll still have, as long as we still have electricity and gas.
What do you think they're going to do? Seriously. I mean, we've been kicking this thing down the can for years now. I mean, kicking the can down, you know what I'm saying.
Well,
what are they going to do?
The Democrats are extremely desperate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just, other than their base of really lefty Marxist nutbags, I don't think they have any real support. I don't.
Right.
So they're so desperate. I mean, I think they're in a position where they feel like, well, anything would be better than the status quo because we're bleeding, you know, Democrat support left and right. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I mean, all left going to the right. They're hurt. I don't know. A long time ago, they should have started to play along. They should have played better with Trump to begin with.
Yep.
Now I know their base would be outraged by it, but I got to tell you, the base is not, doesn't account for the largest percentage. It just doesn't anymore. Think about all the policies and things that they're pushing for. Mm-hmm. That's not mainstream American. And remember, many Democrats are still very mainstream. They vote for Democrat because their granddaddy did. They vote Democrat because maybe they think they used to support the unions, and they used to, key word there, past tense.
Now they just want their vote.
Yeah.
But don't you think that the Schumers and the ones that maybe used to be the normal Democrats, they're a little scared of the wacko AOC wing and that kind of thing, don't you think? I mean,
well, yeah.
In fact,
Tom Cotton's the guy that brought that up,
okay.
That exact thing. He's the Senate Minority Leader's Chuck Schumer. Now, he's pushing for the shutdown. Because according to Tom Cotton, he says he's scared of being challenged in a primary by AOC. Well, AOC.
She's got the wackadoodles on her side.
She really does. And in the area she's at, that works. When I say, you know, your base isn't the largest percentage, well, I'm not talking about like in New York.
Right.
That's a different story altogether. And Chuck Schumer should be concerned.
Yeah. Those Mamnani fans up there.
And especially if you're trying, look, this whole new wave of upcoming voters are going to be some of the more conservative than we've seen like in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And to see old Chuck Schumer, representative of the Democrat Party, you know, doesn't give the young and energetic vibe, I think, that maybe some will be looking for. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about and things to do coming up this weekend. So hang in there. We'll share it all with you coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Let's be thankful for it, right? It's 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg, what's going on, man?
I am just kind of looking forward to, you know, all kinds of activities going on. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. You got Jeep things going on. You got fun stuff going on.
You got Horsey Parade.
That's
Saturday in downtown Ocala.
You just can't say we've got nothing to do around here.
Nope. And while some of the guys might be sitting around watching a little TV on Sunday, maybe a couple of the NFL games, well, guess what? There's something real nice for the ladies going on that benefits the Ronald McDonald House. It's called Treat Yourself Fall Fundraiser, put on by Club Synergy. It's their fifth annual. They moved a couple, this will be their second year in the new location?
First year.
This is a brand new year.
It's Sweetwater Branch.
Sweetwater Branch, because there's so many great events there general.
Yeah, we go there for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Sweetwater Branch, that's historic downtown Gainesville. That's a treat in itself. But treat yourself is what you want to look for. And this is an afternoon centered around self-care and shopping small, supporting local Ronald McDonald House and the thousands of families it serves each year. And this basically, I mean, you'll get, you know, there'll be some food there, festive drinks, relaxing massage services. Guests can also enjoy a bottomless bubbly, sweets and treats, always plenty of giveaways and stuff like that.
Yep.
And your ticket includes a facial. That in itself is worth, I think, more than the ticket, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good deal. Yeah, and let me find that web address and make sure I get it right. Because I've made a mistake, once or twice before.
I missed that.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
It's another $20. TreatYourselfEvent.com. That's TreatYourselfEvent.com. It's coming up this Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Sweetwater Branch Inn. That sounds like a lovely, and when I say lovely, I think it's very appropriate, a lovely time. I heard someone's hot wife is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so say hi to Jen, of course, when you stop by.
I'm always there, too, just kind of helping out. Because I'm the free labor, so you know.
Are you a food truck kind of guy in general?
Yeah, I like them. I'm kind of picky about them, but yeah, I think they're fun because sometimes you find something that maybe they're connected to a restaurant, or even they're not, at something that you maybe have not tried before.
Yeah,
so kind of.
I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm on the fence, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's Florida.
Right.
I don't like to wait in line to begin with. Now I'm waiting in line, possibly maybe in the sun. My face is beginning to melt.
Yeah, I see.
So there's that issue. A price point. Look, I'm not looking for anything free. Everything costs money, but if your overhead costs should be much lower than any sort of a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that's reflected in the price of the food. And I've found that many times it is, but many times maybe not so much. So does your experience differ?
Well, I guess I'm thinking it through, because if you have a full restaurant, you can also put 75 people there all the time. versus your food truck. You're someplace for a couple of hours. It's whatever's at that event, if you're at an event, or so. And, you know, the trailer's not cheap, all those kind of things, the vehicle, the generator. So you still got expenses, but you maybe don't have the big, you don't have as big return because of the number of people.
Yeah.
I think. I could be wrong.
And what if you owned a restaurant, I mean, brick and mortar, and you are paying all these additional expenses to, you know, to to keep that place. And then, you know, here comes a guy tooling down the road. And like you said, hey, you know, those trailers and trucks and stuff, they're not cheap, especially if you get them and they're new. I mean, you've got an investment there. But still, nonetheless, overall, your overhead is probably lower.
Right.
And they can kind of tool around and travel around and, you know... So then you wonder, okay, is that fair? Because businesses like regular restaurants, you know, they're paying in other taxes too. And they've got regulations they got to follow and all that. So, you know, here's what happens then. There's some pressure, and then now they want to put the food trucks under the same kind of regulation. Well, they are serving food to the public.
Right.
So you want it to be safe.
Healthy, safe. Yeah.
So and then it becomes, okay, where can they park? What can they do? Well, Marion County is really wrestling with this right now because they shut down an Ocala food truck park. I think this happened back in, it was in August.
Okay.
So Marion County officials are looking to clarify rules on temporary roadside vendors and food trucks. And the revisions to the county's land development code will be discussed at a meeting that they'll have tomorrow, the regular, you know, Wednesday meeting. According to a county report, new language has been proposed to update the county's provisions on roadside vendors, clarification on what qualifies as a roadside vendor, limitations on how many may gather in a space before a minor or major site plan must be submitted.
Oh,
you see how this is kind of, you see where it's the direction it's going in? Specialty business, B3 zoning, where roadside vendors are allowed by right, clarification of intended. It's just, wow. I mean, clearly you should be at that meeting if you have a vested interest in, you know, in a food truck. But I just, everything has got to get complicated. I see both sides. I mean, I don't know.
But don't try to make it complicated is always kind of my thing.
Right.
Don't go out of your way to go, okay, we need to over-regulate something because we can. So.
And Marion County, I think in general, is kind of like, low-key with a, you know, without the government overreach. But, you know, this one sounds like it might be getting just a little complicated.
Well, a friend of mine that actually now has a restaurant actually started out with a food truck and then opened the restaurant, and now that pretty much takes up all their time, and I don't even think they do the food truck anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see the food truck. The advantage there is, you know, you cook and prepare so much, and maybe you sell out.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're off the hook. Or let's just say you get tired, and I mean, you're over it.
Yep.
Just drive away.
See you, bye. We're
gone. But if you got a fixed location with fixed hours, like, somebody's got to keep this thing rolling.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And you're right. The overhead of, if you're at a good location for, you know, a brick and mortar, that's not cheap because real estate to rent is not cheap anywhere.
I'll tell you, and I mean, maybe just a passing thought, but I thought, you know, if I was going to do one now, like if I was going to do a food truck, pizza, I think, is, you know, a big winner, but I would do, like, just nothing but, like, chicken tenders.
Okay.
Because, holy cow, if you know how expensive they are? They're just made out of chicken, right? Yep. Am I missing some secret ingredient in chicken tenders? Because I'm paying a lot of money. I'm not kidding you. Fast food restaurant.
I know where you go.
10-piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's $19 and change. So call it $20. Call it $2 a piece.
Okay.
Now, if you got a big honking meaty piece, it might be worth $2. I got you.
Right.
These are skinnier, scragglier looking things. Now, they're delicious, but $2 each because I can easily eat six of them. That's $12.
That's a start.
I can get a steak.
See, that's where, we are with fast food. You can go through a lot of fast food places right now, and you're talking $13-$14 to drive through for a combo with a drink. You're right. I could go to some restaurants, and then, well, you know, you got a tip, and you got what? Yeah, but I'm sitting down.
Air conditioned. They're waiting on me.
I'm not sitting in my car running gas with some idiot, you know, wanting to get off on my tail. So
making a mess in my car. Greg would never allow that.
So, there's with everything going up the way it is, sometimes the restaurant's almost a good deal.
I mean,
to
what's
go
that
in.
Profit margin on a friggin' chicken tender? I'm serious.
I don't know.
I might have to look into it. I mean, you get a big old fryer.
Well, but you got to look at the big picture. You're paying for the people. You're paying for the electric. You're paying for the
bill. I don't want to see the big picture.
I know. You just want a big piece of chicken.
Yeah.
But that's the reality.
I want chicken tenders, maybe not at wholesale, but close.
Yes.
Just like I want everything else.
Okay.
10 over wholesale.
I can see your trailer now. Good deal chicken tenders.
If oil companies can get by with a 9% profit margin, so can you.
Wow. Maybe we now know why Bob is not an entrepreneur and does not own his own business.
But I did. And I made just enough money with my little karate school to make my Harley payment. And that was the deal with the missus. And everybody was happy.
There you go.
Yeah. Including the little kids.
Oh, how sweet.
Yep. No, they're not little anymore.
No, they're not.
And they've all done very, very well.
That's good.
And I will take some credit for it anyway.
Good.
A little bit.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Oh, much more on the way. 97.3 The Sky. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:51, 9 minutes till 9 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And here comes the big bad bunny. I thought this was some kind of joke. I didn't know. Yeah, I'm the old curmudgeon in the room now because I don't know who Bad Bunny is. Bad Bunny has been named the halftime entertainment at the this year's Super Bowl 60. Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny. Thanks, Jay-Z. Yeah. Good picking there.
And this guy, Bad Bunny, he's like a Latino performer. And yeah, I don't care. I mean, you know, do your thing, but I don't know where you get that name, Bad Bunny.
It's odd. It is odd.
I thought he was in a bunny outfit. But apparently, no, he prefers, a mini skirt and high heels and some other thing. He was in a dress.
Yeah.
So is this another one of those, normalize men wearing women's clothes? Like, really, for the Super Bowl halftime? You've got plenty of kids watching. There's no reason to, you know, they always have something weird. It's always got to be weird, doesn't it?
I know.
Don't you have something for normal, just normal stuff?
Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not long after, he said he'd never perform in the United States again for fear that ICE would show up and raid the venue.
I hope they do.
The Puerto Rican megastar Bad Bunny is set to perform in the United States as the headliner for Super Bowl 60. Imagine that. I was at the Super Bowl in 1984. I can't even remember who the entertainment was because I was watching the Raiders and the Redskins. I was a big Raiders fan back then. And it was in Tampa, the Super Bowl. I couldn't imagine if somebody said, oh, yeah, Bad Bunny, some dude in a dress is going to come out here and perform. I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
And so would the rest of the crowd. But here we are. Honest, I can't risk the safety of my fans like that. Mainland America just doesn't feel necessary to me anymore. He said this just weeks ago before the NFL announced that he was going to be the show headliner. What? So what made him change his mind? Because it was a big enough deal? A big enough paycheck? Jay-Z is the guy who's like in charge of the entertainment. Jay-Z picks, I guess, the entertainment for halftime. So he had to basically beg this guy to do it? Like, is he that big of a star? Where, oh, my gosh, forget the game. I'm there to see Bad Bunny hop around the stage. You know? Hide the carrots. Here comes Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny to you.
There's a visual I didn't
Bad Bunny. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That's where we are. And just really, I mean, okay. I get it. You know, we all have our style of music. But I'm just thinking, okay, thinking of all the people that are at the Super Bowl, people that are watching the Super Bowl. Yes, I know you're going to have some of your younger demographic who like this kind of thing. And maybe that's what they're always trying to do. But it's about football. And I don't know. Just is that who
maybe
the
they're
football
gonna get,
fans
hey,
are into?
Maybe they're going to change everything. Maybe the food thing. Maybe they're not going to have the old-fashioned hot dogs and hamburgers there.
Yeah.
You know? Let me get your Haas and Pfeffa. Haas and Pfeffa for everyone.
Wow.
You know? Hey. And some of the Americans, you know, unless they watched Bugs Bunny and stuff, might not know.
Yeah.
That Haas and Pfeffa is rabbit. Yeah. Who knows, right? It tastes like chicken.
Ooh.
And it's probably cheaper. Wait a second.
Hey.
My idea machine is back on track.
Yeah. Bad Bunny Burgers with Bob.
Bad Bunny. Yeah.
The Bad Bunny
Burgers.
Buffet.
Yeah.
Bob's Bad Bunny Buffet.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. Forget Chick-fil-A. Now it's Bunny Filet.
Mmm. Mm. Missed it by a hair.
Very good.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. I was a little slow to catch on. I guess I was more of a turtle on that joke. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. This is
bad,
yeah.
But this is not a joke.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, not a joke. Those of you.
Thanks, Joe. Not a joke.
It's Bad Bunny is a real thing, is a real person, and really is entertaining at Super Bowl 60. People are paying so much money for these tickets. Can you imagine? I mean, look, I was going to say most people are going for the game. But halftime.
Yeah, it's the excitement of being part of that. And you can go home and then go to work the next day and go, yeah, I saw Bad Bunny live. Yeah, okay, good. Good for you.
Maybe they could hire David Copperfield and he could make all the rest of those bozos disappear.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Well, you know, from my vantage point to where I'll be watching, I just simply have to change the channel. And, oh, I will exercise that right. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up, my friends. Hang in there. We've got all the headlines. We've got things that make you smile in the next hour. It's all coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.